are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's a Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. And joining me this morning from Paws Animal Rescue, it's Jen Euchre. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
A beautiful day out there.
It absolutely is.
And this is a great day for the animals, you know, be able to get outside and, you know, the dogs to stretch their legs and enjoy the weather. And boy, you've had a lot of dogs at the at Paws there lately.
We have. We have a full house right now. These are the highest numbers I've seen consistently for quite some time now. So yes, a lot of these dogs have been with us for a while. You know, we've had some puppies come in and they're scooped up immediately. But some of these adult dogs or 1 and 2 year old dogs have been with us for far too long. Spartan being one of them. Spartan is an 8-month-old. Beautiful, blonde, whitish-yellow-colored lab Catahoula mix. He's very smart and very friendly, but he's 8 months old, and he's very tired of being in the kennel, and he's very excited to find a family where he can run and play and learn tricks and play fetch and go for walks and go for runs. He is just adorable, but he is definitely looking for an energetic household that can start teaching him how to be a puppy and how to learn the manners and the rules of living with people.
Absolutely. He sounds like just an adorable dog.
He is. He's very adorable. Just cute as can be. Catahoula Lab, you know, is a lot of energy, but very, very smart, very eager to learn and ready to please. He'd make a great companion for an active family.
Definitely. So, you know, he, along with the many animals that you have there, they just need to come in, maybe spend a little time, get to know them, and find the right fit for the family.
Absolutely. You can see all of our available animals on our Facebook page, peerpaws.com. Follow our website for any updates on new animals that come into the shelter, special events, fundraisers, anything that we have going on. We keep that page pretty updated. Speaking of that, we have a very busy summer coming up. Our first event is going to be on June 2nd. We are providing the meal at Fort Pierre First Thursdays. It's kind of a family fun night, live music, booze, events for the kids. And we will be there serving Indian tacos for free will donation. And then, of course, for dessert, we've got Wolf Beer Floats. So we'll be out there over at Lily Park in Fort Pierre on June 2nd. And then lots of other events coming up this summer. So be sure to follow our Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and looking forward to that first Thursday event. It's going to be a lot of fun. And like you said, it's a great event for the entire family. And, you know, they can help out the shelter by getting some of those Indian tacos.
Absolutely. So if you want to visit any of our available animals, we have open hours on Saturdays from 11 to 1. This weekend, being a holiday weekend, was a little tight to get volunteers in to cover the shelter for open hours. So the cat area will be closed on Saturday. However, the dog area will be open on Saturday from 11 to 1. So you can come on out and visit any of the wonderful dogs that we have. Yeah. If you're interested in seeing the cats, definitely visit our Facebook page and our website. Send an email or an application in, and a volunteer will get back to you. We just won't be available on Saturday.
Right. And that's understandable. But if they want to come see the dogs, maybe you make it a family activity and find a pet to bring home later.
Definitely.
All right. Well, enjoy this great weather, and we'll check in with you again next week, Jen.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Jen Euchre from Paws Animal Rescue. So many wonderful animals there just waiting for their forever home. So stop out and visit during open hours, as Jen mentioned. Check things out online, peerpaws.com, and they're on Facebook as well, so you can follow along and see the cute and cuddly animals there and the events that they've got going on, that you can support them that way as well. So there is your Wednesday edition, a Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the fine folks at May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.